two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports. Not by Monte, Mitch Harper here. Tons of content regarding fall camp. We've already spoken with Steve Clark. We've heard from Blake Topmeyer to Know the Foe with Tennessee. Now it's time to get to our two-on-one interview with Isaiah Kafusi.
Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here with BYU linebacker Isaiah Kafusi. And Isaiah, I mean, I feel like we're now in kind of the dog days of camp. How are you feeling with the grind of camp right now?
Feeling really good. Yeah, I think coaches have created a schedule that's really easy on us. It's not as physically demanding. You know, they're really smart about it, and we get after it. And there are days, you know, when your body doesn't feel like, you know, you should be playing and you're tired and fatigued. But I think the coaches have done a really good job at really creating a schedule that keeps us fresh and, you know, trying to limit injuries. And I think that the schedule's really helped. So, you know, just really, this is kind of the week that you grind, and it seems long, you know, this second week. But I think guys are still flying around and feeling pretty good.
After reviewing the film, what impressed you the most from the play of the defense during that first scrimmage?
Oh, man, I think, you know, just everyone really has a good understanding of what they're supposed to do. And that really goes a long way. You know, when you can play assignment sound, it makes a huge difference, right? The difference, you know, in your game. And I think the speed starts to pick it up, right? You can start to play more confident. You can start to play, you know, faster when everyone knows what they're doing and then they can execute it. So watching the film, you know, a lot of the young guys got in and, you know, they were able to make a lot of plays, and there were some mistakes, but that's kind of the reason of the scrimmage, right, was to kind of just get some live tackle football going and see how guys react to the, you know, a little faster pace. But yeah, a lot of the young guys, I was, you know, really impressed with their, you know, their understanding of the defense.
Kalani's empowered you guys to be, as he puts it, bold and shock the world. How do you interpret those messages?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just you know, when the back's against the rope and, you know, people doubting you, what are you going to do, right? You know, you just got to really come out swinging and, you know, have a lot of big teams on the schedule, especially that front half, you know, Utah, you know, then we go to Tennessee, USC, and Washington. I think it's, you know, really showing the world what we can do, right? We've put in the work and we know, you know, we have the guys to do it, and now it's really just about being bold and not, you know, playing scared, just kind of, you know, playing with confidence, playing hard, playing fast, and showing, you know, that we're a good team and we can compete with some of the best.
How's the health of the team after 2 weeks of camp?
It's really, really good, yeah. I don't think that there have been really any major injuries, you know, besides Hank, but that was just kind of a freak thing that happened, and, you know, it happens, but I think overall everyone's feeling pretty good. You know, not a ton of injuries, just little, you know, nicks and bruises here and there, but that's expected with camp. You know, you have 300-pound linemen coming at you. You're not going to feel good after, but, you know, the training room has done a phenomenal job at keeping us healthy, and, you know, a lot of guys are really bought in, you know, taking care of their bodies, getting in the ice tubs, and so I think a lot of people are still healthy.
How's your brother Jackson doing in that Mike linebacker competition?
Man, I'm really liking him, yeah. I'm excited for him. You know, there's going to be a lot of plays that he'll make out there, and his understanding of the defense is phenomenal. I mean, he's a smart kid. He knows, you know, what he's supposed to do, when he's supposed to do it, and really excited for him, and as well as all the other Mike linebackers. You know, that's kind of been a big question of our defense, but, you know, I think that's going to be one of the strong, you know, positions on the defense is the Mike linebacker.
A lot of BYU fans are excited for Chaz IU. How's his camp been?
Yeah, he's done really well. You know, coming back off that mission and getting into things, and he's really excelled. You know, excited about Chaz, and just the little things, you know, that we all struggle on. You know, taking on blocks and really trying to figure out the defense and how you do things and how to play off of others. But yeah, he's had a great camp. You know, Chaz is he's a stud. I mean, he's an athlete. He's, you know, could have gone and played anywhere, you know, in the nation basically, but, you know, chose to come to BYU, and we're glad to have him, and he's a great athlete.
Last thing for you, Isaiah, we saw a little bit earlier Dion getting a little chippy with Matt Bushman. Who are some of the big smack talkers on the team? Are you involved in that, or who are some of the big smack talkers?
Yeah, I definitely don't smack talk. I just try to play, you know, and if I do, it's just all jokes, you know. But Diane probably is one of the biggest ones, you know, and that's just kind of been him.
It's got to be a corner. That's why he's there.
A corner, you know, one of the corners, whether that's, you know, Isaiah Heron or D'Angelo, you know, those guys it's the corner position. I think you just got to talk a lot of smack. You have to have a lot of confidence, you know, in yourself.
Offensive side, anyone that you're going up against that's talking smack?
Oh, man, I don't really think.
No. Bushman, we heard on the mic'd up, and he's like, this is the quietest thing I've ever heard.
I know. He was a little mad, you know, because he was like, "What? I was talking," but they didn't have any clips of him talking. But yeah, it was fun.
Isaiah, we appreciate the time. Good luck, stay healthy, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Great stuff there from Isaiah Kafusi. And one of the things that stuck out to me was that middle linebacker position. Still no established starter. And Mitch, I got to be honest with you. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that there's still so many people in the mix.
I think it's a bad thing. I mean, you know, we were talking today on the poll of the day on KSL Sports Twitter. What storyline has got you excited as a fan? And a lot of you are saying the health of Zach Wilson, 36% of you still on the poll saying Zach Wilson's health, along with 32% saying explosive plays. The most concerning thing, I would say, has got to be the middle linebacker position, because you're talking about four guys right now at that Mike linebacker position that, and no one stood out. And you'll hear from Ed Lamb coming up in the 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock hour a little bit later today, going more in depth on that position. But right now there's no clear cut guy. It almost feels like all four guys are on somewhat equal footing. And that's a little bit concerning, because that's always the cliche is, that's the quarterback of the defense, and that position's not in a good spot right now.
The outside linebacker position, that's in a great spot. Mm-hmm. I feel great about Isaiah. I feel great about Zane. I feel great about Chaz IU. I think it was Thursday we saw a little teamwork with the twos and threes, and Chaz was flying around making plays, was involved in a fumble situation. It was picked up by Darius McFarland. So I like the outside linebacker position. Another thing he said that was interesting, he said that the coaches have done a great job of kind of changing the practices. And Thursday, player-run practice, first time I've ever heard of that down at BYU.
Yeah, it was the first time I'd heard of it as well, and really any college program. I was talking with Scott Mitchell, a host of KSL's Unrivaled, and he was saying, yeah, I've never heard of such a thing where in fall camp, the players are running practice. Now, we hear that all the time in the summertime because the coaches can't be there. They're very limited in their observation periods with the players in conducting any sort of practice time, but in the season, it's usually the coaches taking ownership, but I think it's also a great litmus test in a way to kind of say, like, what have you guys learned? Like, run it. Let's see, kind of change up the monotony of fall camp and give you guys the power to run the practice. And, you know, it seems like, you know, the players have taken a lot of ownership of this team. And that's been something that Kalani Sitake has preached. He wants them to be bold. He wants them to be, you know, take ownership of the program. And it seems like they're doing that when they're getting the chance to run an entire practice.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, too, where at this point, you're trying to keep people fresh. You're trying to keep people healthy. That's something we heard a lot this week, too, from Isaiah, from Coach Clark, from tons of different coaches. And to use the exact words of Coach Clark, health is a premium. And I couldn't agree more with Coach Clark there. At this point, we got to keep players like Isaiah. He's one of those guys that we need to be at 100% come the Utah game. And as fall camp's wrapping up, I think we're going to start to see more and more of these guys not playing, except for maybe some, you know, ones versus one situation to get a few reps. But at this point, in fall camp, we're just trying to iron out a few positions.
You know what you have.
Depth.
You know what you have in Isaiah Kafusi. You know what you have in Zane Anderson. There's no reason to risk those guys and lose them in this setting, rather than, you know, get them. They want to get them to the game, and that's the most important thing there, because rest assured, Isaiah Kafusi, he is going to be a baller. And the thing that's exciting about Isaiah is that I don't think we've seen the best of him yet. I think that last year was still kind of scratching the surface. And that Utah game was, I think, his kind of coming out party to the whole entire fan base. I think there's better days ahead for Isaiah, but you want to keep him healthy and get him to these games because that's when it matters the most.
1 hour down, 2 hours to go. We're flying along here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, Jay Drew of the Deseret News. He's going to come on and talk fall camp with us. We got the top five. Know the foe. We got to catch up with USC, the BYU KSL top 10, powered by KSL Sports. We got to get to that. Tons to go, Ed Lamb. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.